FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. The New Era Democratic Party has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to formally apologize to the U.S. government for failing to safeguard medicines funded by American taxpayers. NEDP Secretary General Simon Mwanza has stated that an apology is essential for maintaining diplomatic relations and showing accountability for the theft of critical health supplies. Mr. Mwanza has further urged governments to appeal to the American people to reconsider their decision to cut funding, stressing that Zambia is facing a dire shortage of health resources and desperately needs these funds to address urgent health challenges, including HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis. He has also proposed the formation of a joint task force composed of officials from the Ministry of Health, the Anti-Corruption Commission, and the Drug Enforcement Commission to thoroughly investigate the misappropriation and ensure that those responsible are held accountable. Mr. Mwanza has emphasized the need for immediate action to recover the stolen medicines that were under investigation by the U.S. government, particularly those being sold illegally in pharmacies, urging swift recovery before the products are destroyed.
We urge the President to take the following action immediately. Offer an apology to the U.S. government for failing to safeguard medicines funded by American taxpayers. Request the American people to reconsider their decision to cut aid, as Zambia is in dire need of these funds to address health challenges. Implement a joint task force to thoroughly investigate the misappropriation in the health sector. Cease attributing blame to previous administrations, as accountability lies with current leadership. Both the Minister of Health and the President should own the issue and decide lasting solutions.
The Department of Immigration has confirmed that the 22-year-old Congolese national identified as Edson Bisomikamo has been sentenced to 18 months imprisonment with hard labor for illegal entry, unlawful stay, and attempting to fraudulently obtain a Zambian national registration card. According to Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinta, Mr. Bisomikamo was convicted by the Livingston Magistrate Court on 8 May 2025. Mr. Nshinta has explained that Mr. Bisomikamo was apprehended at the social welfare offices after being referred from the National Registration Office, where he had attempted to acquire an NRC under false pretenses. He said investigations revealed that he entered Zambia illegally in October 2024 and remained in the country unlawfully until his arrest. Mr. Nshinka has also disclosed that the department secured a total of 13 convictions on the same day for various immigration-related offenses, underscoring its commitment to enforcing the Immigration and Deportation Act and safeguarding national security.
The Livingston Magistrate Court convicted Edson Bisomikamo, a 22-year-old Congolese national, sentencing him to 18 months imprisonment with hard labor for illegal entry and also stay and attempting to obtain a Zambian national registration card by false pretenses. Bisomikamo was apprehended at the social welfare offices after referral from the National Registration Office, where he attempted to acquire an NRC fraudulently. Investigations revealed that he entered Zambia illegally in October 2024 and remained lawfully in the country until his arrest.
President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated the importance of peace, unity and Christian values in building a stronger Zambia, calling on citizens and their church to work together in fostering national development. Speaking during a church service at the Seventh Day Adventist Mushili Central Congregation in Dola District today, President Hichilema has emphasized that the country must remain peaceful at all times, as peace is the foundation for progress and prosperity. The president said the church must work as a team and help guide the nation morally and spiritually, calling on religious leaders to play a more active role in promoting unity and social cohesion. The head of state has further urged parents to raise their children with strong Christian values, noting that these values must extend beyond homes and into public life, where they can contribute positively to the country's growth.
Our country needs to remain peace all the time. All the time. Minister Matambo described the environment that was going on the Cape Verde. Not long ago, but today we can sit in this God's house and worship in peace. No one is picking a stone to stone another brother or sister. This is the way the country should be. This is the way the country should be. And we owe that to God's grace. We can do something humanly possible, but God allows things to happen, controls things, but brings or restores peace.
Government has commended the Catholic Church for its ongoing efforts to reduce poverty and empower vulnerable groups, especially women and young people, through skills training programs. Speaking during a graduation ceremony held at the Holy Family Home Health Center today, Ministry of Community Development Director Changano Ngoi has commended the center for its significant contributions to youth and women empowerment. Mr. Ngoi has noted that many of the graduates were unable to complete formal education due to financial and social challenges. A total of 58 students, 54 women and 4 men, graduated in various vocational courses, including tailoring and design, cooking and baking, knitting, handcraft, home management and moral and spiritual instruction.
The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services recognizes the determination and influence the Catholic institutions have in providing such skills. The Ministry extols the Catholic Church for the work done in the country and particularly to reduce poverty and vulnerability among community members.
Meanwhile, Holy Family Home Health Center Sister in Charge, Sister Magdalena Wanga, has acknowledged the center's dedication to empowering youth and women, but highlighted ongoing challenges, particularly with limited training materials and inadequate accommodation facilities.
The hottest in business news is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Zambia Meteorology Agency Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer Humphrey Nkoreni has called on traders dealing in liquefied petroleum gas to ensure that their measuring equipment are verified by the agency. Mr. Nkoreni has expressed a concern over the growing number of kiosks trading in LPG across the country, a trend driven by the rising demand for the product. He has emphasized that proper verification of scales is essential to prevent cases of underfilling or overfilling LPG cylinders. Mr. Nkoveni said verified measurement instruments will guarantee that consumers receive the correct quantity of gas they pay for, ensuring they get value for their money. He has added that the use of verified equipment will also boost public confidence in LPG usage and enhance safety, as overfilling cylinders poses a serious hazard.
It's a new phenomenon. It has been on the market, but now there's a proliferation. There's an increase in the usage of LPG across the market, and also a number of kiosks have been set up across various cities in the country. So our concern and focus is that as the LPG is being sold to the consumers, the measurements must be accurate. So what we've done is that we've been inspecting these kiosks to ensure that they have scales and appropriate and correct scales, and those scales are verified by the Zambian Meteorology Agency. So that whatever measurements you do from those skills will give the correct measurements.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. International news.
After 4 days of cross-border attacks, India and Pakistan have agreed to stop fighting. Officials say India is adhering to the agreement, but its army remains vigilant and prepared to launch what is necessary for the defense of their nation. Pakistan's deputy prime minister says it has always strived for peace and security in the region. Donald Trump says the ceasefire is the result of a long night.